For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 8th day, December 2023. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and we are still the voice of the Christian resistance after all these years. And tonight we have, I have with me a dear friend for a long time, for many, many years, folks, for 50 years, I've been in the pro-life battle, fighting for the lives of the voiceless. And in that time, there's a few folks that stood with you all the way, and none has been, well, more star-worthy than Jan Porter. Jan, are you there?
Sure am. So glad to be here with you, Pastor.
Hey, Jan, are you? Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm here.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello.
Now. Hello, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay.
Glad
Very
to be
good.
Here.
Well, it's glad to have you. And I know you have been working so hard on that brief. And I know you probably wish you were had your head on a pillow right now, but we'll go through this quickly tonight.
It's funny because I just told my husband if it wasn't Pastor Ernie Sanders, I would try to make up for the last 2 weeks of no sleep. But because it's you, I'll come on your program anytime.
Well, God bless you, and it's so good to have you here with us here. And tell him I said thanks for letting you stay up with me.
Sure.
I'm going to go to a quick passage of Scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 28, or I'm sorry, chapter 30. Verses 11 through 20. And I'm going to kind of comment as I go through this. We have our producer, Josh Booth, with us. Josh might just jump in and comment along the way. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. We're going to start there in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. Well, the commandment, Jan, and Josh, he's talking about is that he is going to set before them life and death, life and death. This is the immutable God that never changes. He does things the same way. He goes on to say, It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for me, for us to heaven and bring it to us, that we may hear it or do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou should it say, who shall go over thee, the sea, for us, and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Now, here, that is repeated in Romans chapter 10, verse 8. And then the next verse in Romans 9, this is one that's very familiar to all of you. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9. And so here he goes on to say, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, life and good, and death and evil. So life is always seen as good. Death is always seen as evil. See, I have set before thee. Now in that I command thee this day to love thy Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other gods and serve them. Today, they're worshiping everything but God out there, the young people. I'm going to be preaching on this, what is happening today. We see that in Isaiah chapter 3. Boy, I'm going to tell you, it's as clear as the nose on your face, God's judgment, what is happening. And I'll be preaching on that, Lord's willing, Sunday. He said this, if thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, and thou shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou possess it over to Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Thou mayest love thy Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is the life and length of his days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, to give them. Today, Jen, I ran into one of my neighbors I haven't seen in quite a while. I've known for over 40 years, actually. And he had had a vote yes on issue one sign in his yard. And I confronted him with that. I said, what in the world ever possessed you to put that sign, vote yes on issue one, in your yard? And he said, my daughter, who does not want to have her body controlled by angry old white men. That was, in other words, he was being facetious when he said it. His daughter had put this out, and he didn't really agree with it, okay? But unfortunately, among these college kids and these young people today, that death mindset, these shouts of death to Israel, death to Israel, this is the days we're living in, and it's right out of God's Word, the Bible, 2 Timothy 3, Romans 1, and 2 Thessalonians. So with that, I'm going to get right into, tell us about the brief that you submitted to the Supreme Court.
Sure. Sorry. So I just want to preface this with the fact that I'm not an attorney, okay? But the Ohio Supreme Court says you can still submit a brief even if you're not an attorney. It's called pro se. And so I talk with many attorneys, Andy Schlafly, is with Phyllis Schlafly's Eagles, Walter Weber from the American Center for Law and Justice. They both submitted briefs on this case. They were brilliant. They were very, very good. But they didn't say what I wanted to say. And what I wanted to say is that I wanted to make the case for the baby, Pastor. And this is what the crux of the whole thing is. You know, as we said in this postcard campaign, God-given rights can't be repealed. So the first thing I did is to make sure that we set this up, that people understand this is no longer in dispute. This is not a debate. This is a scientific fact. It's undisputed. The being in the womb is, in fact, a human being. And what this issue one has done is it violated the Ohio Constitution that says that we have inalienable rights. It also says we have the right to safety and happiness. All right, so that's something those children are denied. And then the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which clearly says that no nor shall any state deprive any person of life without due process of law. nor shall they deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. That is what these children are denied. And then you go as far to our birth certificate. I put this in the brief. The Declaration of Independence says that we hold these truths to be self-evident. In other words, this is one that's obvious, that all men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. We're not born equal. We're created equal. That's what our founding fathers said in the Declaration of Independence. So the case that I made is that you know what? This is no longer for dispute. In fact, I put in a quote from a Planned Parenthood flyer. You remember seeing this back in 1965. Even those from Planned Parenthood admitted that abortion kills the life of a baby after it has begun. And so that was before Roe. All right, well, after Roe, you remember Faye Waddleton. She was on the Phil Donahue show. And when Randall Terry said, hey, it's not a frog or a ferret, it's a baby, she responded very, very glibly, I'm fully aware of that. So they understand it's a baby. And yet they don't understand that when you have a human life, then there are some guaranteed protections that kick in. So I put in all the scientists. Remember Dr. Jerome Lejeune? He's the one that discovered the genetic connection with Down syndrome, the genetic gene that causes it. He testified before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, and he said after fertilization has taken place, a new human being has come into being. In fact, the Judiciary Committee summarized all these scientists that came to speak, and they said this, and other scientists agree, physicians, biologists, and other scientists agree, that conception marks the beginning of life of a human being, that being a being that is alive and is a member of the human species. This is no longer, again, something that is debatable. Every shred of technology, from the 4D ultrasound to the in utero surgeries, as I spelled out, this is something that is very clear. Our fetal homicide laws, not only around the country but in our own state, and I was one to help shepherd that bill through the legislature. It is a bill that protects unborn babies from the moment of conception. So then you look at what the Dobbs decision had to say, is that we're supposed to, here's the direct quote, it's time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. And that's what we've done over the last 50 years. We've gone through the elected representatives, and one of the points is made is that this is something that, this is what Corey Shankleton of Faith to Action Michigan talked about, is that what we are being denied is the constitutionally granted Republican form of government. You know, it's been said that, and I'm looking through the brief here so I can get you some direct quotes, but essentially what a pure democracy is, it's two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for dinner. And the issue in this one is the lamb in this instance is the unborn baby who is being outvoted, outspent, has no voice. And that's not how it's supposed to work. We don't let the foreign billionaires, they don't get to make the laws of the state. And that's constitutionally granted, that we have a democratic republic, not a pure democracy, where it's mob rule and the one with the most money wins. And so there's actually 11 cases that are made in these two briefs alone, not to mention the others that have been submitted. And I believe that we're going to give the court what they need to make the decision to say, you know what, issue one is completely unconstitutional. It violates at least 9 articles in the Ohio Constitution, multiple articles in the amendments in the federal Constitution. It violates at least 30 laws. It violates the Dobbs decision. It violates science, technology, and God. Nature and nature's God is how I worded it in the brief, and that's straight out of the Declaration of Independence, too. So it gives you an idea that we've made the case that, you know what, we need to get out of the dark ages. We need to quit pretending that this being in the womb is unknown. No, it's a human being with 46 distinct human character, human chromosomes, and it's time that we stop pretending that we don't know the obvious. And by the way, in addition, I added to that, there's a Supreme Court in the Gonzales v. Carhart finding of fact. It was basically a definition that everybody agreed on. And they said that from the point you have a living fetus is recognized from the point of detectable heartbeat. So, Pastor, if they're not going to recognize the baby from conception, from fertilization when our lives began, well, then at least look to what the Supreme Court said in Gonzales v. Carhart. They said it is a living fetus, in other words, a human being is recognized from the point of detectable heartbeat. It's the yardstick that we use in other cases around the world. It's we all understand that heart monitors aren't there for decoration. I put that all in the brief, and I put that in the brief also the testimony that they were denied, that the voters in issue one never got to hear, and that's really, we built the case that this thing needs to be thrown out in its entirety. It's unconstitutional, and yet the heartbeat bill needs to be upheld, not only because it was upheld before Roe fell to the ash heap of history, how much more so should the heartbeat bill be upheld now when Roe versus Wade is gone? So that's the start of what we've put in 250-page briefs submitted from Faith to Action Ministries and Faith to Action Michigan.
Well, you know, they've already started with it, you know, they're doing their judge shopping. And I watched tonight on the Spectre One News where I couldn't get his name, but I got the opinion he was one of the pro-death lawyers. And he was saying that the heartbeat bill, if it comes up for a review there, there's not going to be any change. Well, you know, we have to get that. We've got to get that. You know, the Bible refers to those in Isaiah and Hosea and Jeremiah, those that are wicked people that have rulings against life like that, as whores. And this is what we have. Yes.
We can wring our hands about all the bad that's happening. And, yes, they're celebrating. They think they've won. It reminds me, Pastor, of the time that the news reports had already said the heartbeat bill went down in flames, and they didn't know I was coming back through the blizzard with the swing vote. You know, they're celebrating, but I'm telling you, their celebration is premature. We're going to send this message to the court. In fact, we did. We filed it yesterday, but there's a way that you can send a message yourself. And that's with those yellow postcards. You think they don't matter, but I'm telling you they do. These are judges. They're human beings. They're influenced by the facts. They're influenced by the people. And this is what the postcard says. It's got a picture of the partial birth abortion, and it says, don't bring back this. God-given rights can't be repealed. It's got the 14th Amendment clip. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life. And all you need to do, Pastor, if you can go to lifepostcard.com or my website, faith2action f2a.org, you can click the button. And what I'm telling you is we're going to mail the postcards for you. I'm not telling you to make 100 calls. I'm not telling you to stop your life. I'm telling you to take less than a minute, click a button, and for $10, we're going to print them for you. We're going to address them. We're going to personalize them. We're going to put the postage on and put them through the mail so that these judges and members of the legislature, if you can click that button and send some more postcards, we'll send those too. So click the button. It costs you $10. Anybody can give $10 toward this effort. It takes no effort. It takes very little money. And we're actually losing money on this because it doesn't even cover all the costs. It doesn't pay the printing setup. It doesn't pay for a lot of the costs involved. But we want to get the message out. And I'll tell you what, Pastor, I thank you that you've been putting the word out because it's working. We now have over 10,000 postcards that are ordered that are going to be making their way to the Ohio Supreme Court, to the Speaker of the House, to the President of the Senate, and to members of the legislature because people have gone on lifepostcard.com and they've ordered these things with the click of a button in less than a minute so that our views have been heard as we submitted these briefs. Now let your views be heard, lifepostcard.com.
Should our goal be 100,000?
Pardon me?
Should our goal be 100,000 postcards?
I think that's an excellent goal, Pastor. And we're a tenth of the way there. Let's do it.
Okay, now here's the other thing.
We're 100th of the way there if it's 100,000, yes.
Yeah,
it is late for someone who's been, I literally been without sleep for, how shall I say it? It's been well over a week. We've just been 24/7 trying to make the case as best we could for the baby because, I mean, there's just so much at stake. By the way, another argument that we put in this brief, there's several more, but let me tell you about one. I said that this violates the Eighth Amendment to the United States Constitution, and that is against cruel and unusual punishment. That's something that a lot of people don't seem to understand, but it also violates Article 1, Section 10 of the Ohio Constitution that says no person shall be held to answer for an otherwise infamous crime unless they've got a speedy trial, the right to appear and defend themselves and go through these things that they're allowed. And these are all things that the baby in the womb are denied. So I did a whole, under this section, I did a whole thing about the babies who, through no fault of their own, were conceived in rape and incest. And so one of the things that we talked about was what Rebecca Kiesling said. She came, you remember this, she came to the legislature, and she said, we punish rapists, not babies. This is where a child is being held accountable for the heinous crime, the infamous crime of his father. All right. She said this. She said it's child sacrifice that's antiquated. That's what's antiquated. The baby is not the scary enemy. So I went through the testimony that those voters in issue one missed, that the legislature heard. That's the point of a democratic republic, is that we get to vet this thing. We get to debate it. We get to have hearings and open testimony. But it's not just buy the most money and try to convince people that this is about things it's not, like miscarriage care or reproductive health or birth control. That, by the way, there's another there's another argument in here that this violates the laws against deceptive and fair trade practices. They basically lied to voters, and we spelled it out. We had the clips from the commercials where they flat out lied. So it's a case that we're making that the court is going to read, and I ask you to pray for the seven justices on the Supreme Court. But one way to put your faith to action is to let your views be heard when you click the button at lifepostcard.com or on my website, faith2action.org or f2a.org. But here's what it says on the back of the postcard. This is a message that I just think is one they need to see. It begins with Article 1, Section 1, the beginning, the most important part of the Ohio Constitution that guarantees us the inalienable right to life. But then it says God-given rights can't be repealed, not even by the mob with the most money. Issue 1 is unconstitutional because the right to life is inalienable. It violates the U.S. and Ohio constitutions, over 30 Ohio laws, the Dobbs decision, science, technology, and God. Don't make partial birth abortion your legacy, and then we'll put in a signature font with your name, your city, and your state. And no matter where you live, I would encourage you to send these postcards because what happens in Ohio is going to affect every other state in our wake. They are lining up 18 states to try and trample the rights with mob rule and the most money. They want to try and confuse the voters into undoing all of their laws over the last 50 years. And we're saying no. That's not how this works. The mob with the most money doesn't get to make the laws. It's through the people, through their elected representatives, just as the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe specified.
Absolutely. Now, I want to do this here, folks. Some of you are sending money, and you're sending money to us and saying, take this and send those postcards. Well, you know, what we've had to do up until now is we have taken, and one of our volunteers would send another postcards in their names. But it's much better if you can just send them yourself. Now, Jan, if they there's still a lot of people out there that don't have access to computers, okay? But we know that your ministry, FTA, could Faith to Action, could use some money to make up. So if they can't send it the postcards, but they can still
Let me tell you where to write the check. Because this is lobbying money, it goes to Faith, not to Faith to Action, but Faith to Direct Action. Faith, the number 2, Direct Action. If you make a check out to that, and the price is for the 9 postcards that we send to the justices and the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate, that's $10. But if you want to make more of an impact, send it to every Republican in the House and Senate as well as the court, and that is $50. And if you want to send 140 postcards, that's every rep, Republicans and Democrats alike, in the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, as well as the governor and the attorney general. That's the one I sent. That's the one that you've sent, Pastor, and that's the one that's going to have the most impact, and that's a $75 donation. That sends 140 postcards. Now, if you'd rather, you know, fill those out and mail them all yourself, have at it. But if you want us to do the work, we'll do the heavy lifting. Just send us a check, Faith 2 Direct Action, and it's P.O. Box. Get a pen. It's P.O. Box 33395. North Royalton, North Royalton, Ohio, and it's 44133. The easier way, for those who are computer savvy, just go to f2a.org click the button and you're done. The other is go to lifepostcards.com. That'll get you there too. But you can click that button. I strongly encourage you, send the 140 postcards. It's the best deal. It's the best investment for $75 you can make. And that doesn't even cover the cost. So if you're interested in helping us out, helping us fight this fight, an extra donation would be very appreciated. But it's not necessary for us to get these out. Just click the button at f2a.org or lifepostcards.com. The address one more time, Faith to Direct Action, P.O. Box 33395, North Royalton, Ohio, 44133. Thanks so much, Pastor.
Sure, Jen. Well, I'm going to send another 140 myself again.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, we've got to get this done. Hang tight for 1 minute. We'll be back right after this.
You're done.
Shepherds watch
All right, we are back. And, Jen, we have had people call in, and they want to know if there's a way they want to get in touch with you. Do you have a direct phone number that they can call and to get in direct touch with you?
Yes. Let me give you that. It's 202-241, the number 2, ACT. So if you want to just dial numbers, 202-241-2228, you can call me there, and be happy to hear from you. There is one other argument that I think is important that's in this brief that I made. You know how we always shy away from the hard cases of rape and incest? Well, I didn't. I just dove into that, and I made the case for these children who, through no fault of their own, were killed for the crime of their father. Infamous crime, it says in Article 1, Section 10 of the Ohio Constitution, something you can't do legally. You can't kill someone for the crime of another without giving them the chance to have witnesses. Here it is, to procure the attendance of witnesses in his behalf and a speedy public trial, an impartial jury. These are all things that these children are denied. So if you look to see that when we're killing, we're punishing babies rather than rapists, then what's happening is you're not only violating the Ohio Constitution, but the Eighth Amendment, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. Think about this for a second. The children who themselves commit murder cannot be put to death for it. You know why? Because in Roper v. Simmons, the U.S. Supreme Court has said that the execution of juvenile offenders was said to violate the Eighth Amendment prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. So if a child kills somebody, you can't kill that child. There's no capital offense for that. Why? It's cruel and unusual to kill a child who's killed someone. Right? By the way, you can't kill a rapist. That's not a capital offense in America. So the rapists themselves cannot be executed, but we are killing the children who are innocent, have committed no crime at all. And so that's another case that we've made and submitted, as we said, to the Ohio Supreme Court by brief yesterday, not only from Faith to Action Michigan as well. These arguments are made in just those two briefs. There are other arguments that were made by other people like the ACLJ, Phyllis Schlafly's Eagles. Those were also submitted. And we just need to pray for these courts. You know, God says he turns the hearts of judges like the rivers of water. And this is what we need to do. Turn the hearts of the judges back to life. And this is the crux of it all. God-given rights can't be repealed. And that, as you know, is the message we've put on this postcard. And if you want to deliver a message to the Ohio Supreme Court yourself, you can do it. And we'll do it for you. Click a button at lifepostcard.com or just my website, faith2actionf2a.org. Click that button, and we'll send it. We'll print it. We'll personalize it. We'll add the postage, and we'll put it through the mail. This is not an email list or a petition that people can easily ignore. This is a tangible postcard that will be in their hand, sent from you to them directly, only we're doing the work for you. It's the best deal going, and we've already, as I mentioned, sent 10,000. We haven't sent them yet, but we've ordered the 10,000 postcards that are being printed and soon to be personalized and mailed on your behalf. Don't miss this mailing. It's probably the most important postcard you can possibly send regarding this case, because right now the judges have asked for it. They've said, hey, everybody, give us a brief on what your opinion is. And the deadline was yesterday. We met the deadline. But now, while they're deciding, we want them to hear from you. And again, it's just never been easier to go to lifepostcard.com or f2a.org. Click the button. I encourage you, for $10, you can at least send it to the Ohio Supreme Court, President of the Senate, and the Speaker of the House. But I encourage you, get the most bang for it. For $75, we'll send 140 postcards to the entire House of Representatives in Ohio, the entire Senate, Republicans and Democrats alike, as well as the Supreme Court in the state, as well as the Governor, Mike DeWine, and Attorney General David Yost. And so it's a time where your voice can be heard, because they're celebrating. Yeah, I understand that. They think they've won, but they have not won until the court rules the way they rule, and they will not, in my opinion, opinion. I'm just going to, Beck, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here, Pastor. I'm just going to say they are completely celebrating prematurely that we're going to see issue one stopped in its tracks, and we're going to see the heartbeat bill upheld. And why is that? Because God-given rights can't be repealed. The being in the womb is a human being, and when you have a human being, you've got guaranteed, inalienable constitutional rights that kick in. They're found in the U.S. Constitution, the Ohio Constitution, and it's something that they need to understand. We're not in the dark ages anymore, right? Where we don't know what the being in the womb is. It's a 46 human chromosomes being that's human. It's not a rabbit or a carrot. We all know that. And so it's time to quit pretending that we don't know what we're talking about. And that's why I filed the brief that I did. I wanted to make the case for the baby that so far hasn't really been heard, as well as all of these other cases of how issue one violates our U.S. and Ohio Constitution. And that's really what we've done. If you want to see the brief, I would just encourage people, go to f2a.org. Get on our mailing list. The mailing, it'll go out. There'll be another email that goes out on Monday, and you can read the entire briefs yourself. So just join us. Just sign up. It doesn't cost you a thing. Just sign up. Get on the mailing list, and you'll see the briefs. I'm going to make a video explaining what they are, what they say. But right now, f2a.org. Just sign up and be a part of a member. We'll get you an email out on Monday, so you can read both briefs yourself and see what it is we're talking about. And I'm telling you what it's going to do, Pastor. It's going to give people hope, because you think it's over. I'm telling you for a fact, it is not.
Well, you're absolutely right. What we read earlier from Deuteronomy, God is speaking to everybody. And for you folks out there, you don't have to live in Ohio. Listen, this is for everyone listening to us out there tonight. You need to do this. I mean, I can't believe it couldn't be made any simpler than it is. But God has said, I have set before you life and death. So choose life. Listen, for too long, too many of you out there have sat back and let the few of us fight this fight. We can't do that anymore. We're up against the dark, dark, deep, dark money. We're up against real spiritual warfare with satanic beings. Listen, these same people that are behind this, that are pouring these billions in, listen to me. They're the same people that are behind the child sex trafficking. They're the very same people out there that want to legalize pedophilia, folks. Do you understand? There's no end to their wickedness. There is no end to their wickedness. They would like to legalize cannibalism. Believe me, I can tell you, there is no end to the wickedness of these people. You have to stand up and fight for this. If you don't, you'll have all of eternity to wish you had when it counted. When you were called, did you answer the call when it counted? Or did you, well, you know, Mike Pence, when it counted, Mike Pence didn't answer the call, and now he regrets it. Folks, don't be like that. Run to this battle right now, and I wouldn't even wait till tonight. I would send it tonight. I would go right on there, lifepostcard.com, or F2, the letter F, the number 2A, the letter A, .org, and get it out there and get it done tonight. You know, I'm hoping every single member of our congregation has done this by now, Jen.
Boy, I hope so, because this is an opportunity that we have that, you know, a lot of people are wringing their hands, and they're saying, oh, it can't be done. They're in deep depression. I'm telling you, it is not over. And if you want this to to see children protected, you want to see issue one go down in flames, you want to see it declared unconstitutional, as it clearly is in multiple ways, both at the state and federal constitutional level, this is a way to add your voice. I'm telling you, it matters, because when you click that, especially that third button that sends it to the entire House and Senate, what that does is send a message to the legislators. Don't you cave in to the bill that strikes down every Ohio law we've passed in 50 years. Don't you dare bow to this agenda. And they're bullies. They're the mobs with the most money. There's no question about it. And what we need to do is encourage the people who have the decision-making powers, the legislature, but especially that court, that's going to be making the decision on this. We need to let them know how we feel. This message is, I think, it's as clear as I can make it. God-given rights can't be repealed. I don't know how you say it any better than that, but this is something that they need to strike down, issue one, and uphold our heartbeat bill. And so that's the message, and we want to encourage them not to bring back partial birth abortion, which is what they intended to do. That's why Martin Haskell, the notorious partial birth abortionist, you remember, Pastor, when we passed the bill to close down his business, to close down his chop shop of children, and guess what? He wants to go back into business and make more money. Because one of the things about partial birth abortion, here's something else I brought on my brief. In fact, let me do a little search here. Okay, Ron Fitzsimmons. Okay, Ron Fitzsimmons, you may remember him. He was the executive director of the National Coalition of Abortion Providers. And he said, and I've got the quote, and I've got everything footnoted and referenced, that he admitted that he lied through his teeth, direct quote, lied through his teeth when he suggested that partial birth abortions were rare. You know, the reason they want to do them is because there's money. You follow the money. Right? The later the abortion, the more money there is to be made. I put that right in the brief. So they understand that second trimester abortions, according to Planned Parenthood, they range between $1,500 to $2,000 per head. $2,000 to knock off a life of a baby in the womb. But if you're in the third trimester, if you're considering a partial birth abortion or other variation of third trimester abortions, they can range as much as $25,000. That's why they want to do them. They want to tear apart a child, and that's one of the methods. We talked about cruel and unusual punishment. It's not just partial birth abortion. It's not just the saline abortion, as we brought in Melissa Odin, and I put it in the brief. Melissa Odin's testimony, how she was burned alive with saline, but instead of being killed, she was just severely burned and injured. She was born, survived the abortion. She was there testifying, holding her daughter in her arms, talking about how this affects not just the lives of those babies who are aborted, but the generations that follow, like her daughter. I mean, this is stuff that the voters never got to hear, but it's something the legislature did, and that's why they cast the vote they did to pass these laws, right? So another method is the D&E. That's where they basically tear a child apart limb from limb. This is clearly cruel and unusual punishment. And the later you kill them, the more money they make. And that's why they wanted this. I mean, it's child sacrifice. As Rebecca Kiesling, who was one of the people who testified, who was herself conceived through rape, she said it's child sacrifice that is antiquated. Her heart beats too, as she told the committee. These are children whose lives need to be protected. And if you're worried about, you know, all they say about the mental health of women, guess what? And that's something that we spelled out in study after study that shows that, you know what, having a child is actually better for the mother than having an abortion. They can be as much as 10 times more likely, University of Minnesota, 10 times more likely to commit suicide if they have an abortion, as well as all the mental health issues. What happens when you protect babies? You protect their moms as well. And that's all made. It's the case that's before the court. And if we can pray this thing through, we can send the message that they can't ignore with these bright yellow postcards they'll hold in their hand. I believe we're going to see a victory in this. I do. I don't believe that we've come this far to see us lose every pro-life law we've ever passed, especially in the wake of Roe versus Wade being delegated to the ash heap of history. It's gone. It's dead. And children need to live and not die. And if you believe that, if you agree with me, then help us. Send the message. We're not making money on this. In fact, we're losing some money. But you can go to f2a.org or go to lifepostcard.com. Send the message they can't ignore to the people who will be making the decision. And I believe I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I believe we're going to win this case, and I believe it's going to turn this whole thing around, not only for the state of Ohio, but all the other states that are looking on. I was in Washington this week, Pastor, meeting with legislators from 30 or 35 different states, and they were looking for hope. Because they see what's been happening. They saw what happened in Michigan. They saw the steamroll in Vermont. They saw it in California. And they know it's coming to them. And so I'm telling them there's hope, because what they're doing is at the heart of it unconstitutional. It violates our inalienable right to life. Inalienable means you can't legislate it away. It means you can't vote it away. We weren't granted these inalienable rights by a popular vote, nor can they be taken from us by a popular vote. Those are all things that the court is going to see, and I believe they're going to rule the right way. And so you can help, lifepostcard.com or f2a.org. Thanks so much, Pastor.
You know, Jim, people want revival. I'm hearing all the time, Pastor, will we ever have a revival again? Well, in order for there to be revival, there's got to be repentance. And repentance is not just a word of saying I'm sorry. Repentance is turn. It's actually a military term that means about face. And folks, you want revival, but repentance is, listen, the Lord Jesus preached more on sins of omission than he did sins of commission. When you fail to rescue those being led to slaughter and drawn to death, that's a sin. That's a sin. Now, here, it's never been any easier for you to join in this fight for life than it is right now. So, like she says, lifepostcard.com. Lifepostcard.com. Or, now, you have on that, you have the life in all capital letters, and then you have postcard in small case. Does that matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Nope. Just type it in anyway, lifepostcard.com. It'll get through to in fact, I'm going to test it right now to make sure it's still working as the link that gets you where you need to go. Hold the line.
Okay.
I'm checking it now.
Go ahead and test it. We'll wait. I'm going to take a swig of my concoction that I made here from Dr. Glidden. Okay.
You know, if you were to take the time to plot these postcards, it would take you hours. And what we're telling you is we're doing it for you so that it'll take you less than a minute. And that's never activism has never been easier.
Yeah. Well, folks, again, we need to get it done. We do. And, you know, Jan, we need revival. We really need revival in this country. And we can have that if people will be obedient to the Word of God. You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, folks. God has raised us up. The very fact that we are here right now, God has raised us up for such a time as this. It's you and I. And so he's calling. We're going to answer the call. You got two options. Answer the call and say, here I am, Lord, send me and run to this battle. Or you'll have all of eternity to wish you had. I mean, that's the reality of it. And so...
It is. And by the way, lifepostcard.com, it works. Gets you right to f2a.org, and you can go ahead and order postcards. Again, click the button. There's three options. Option one, everybody can do option one. That's $10. That gets you to every Supreme Court justice and the President of the Senate, Speaker of the House. Option two, all the Republicans in the Ohio legislature, as well as the court. And then option three, the entire House. I'd love for the Democrats to see this postcard. I'd love for them to get a glance at what it is that they support, if in fact they do. And again, 140 postcards for $75. I don't know what the postage would be for that, but I don't even know if it would cover the postage. We're just trying to make it as easy and as inexpensive as we can so the message can be delivered on your behalf. I mean, this, again, is going to have your name, your city, and your state filled out. We're going to put it in a handwriting font so it looks a little more personal, but it's going to be mailed to them, to their offices directly, and it's a tangible message that I believe they cannot ignore. I mean, we've got 10,000 that are going to be delivered right away. Let's at least double that in the program time that we have here. It doesn't take long to add up when you're ordering 140 cards at a time to click that button, and in less than a minute, we will deliver your message to the court, and they are going to be the ones deciding whether children live or die. We're telling them, choose life, and that's the message.
Absolutely, Jan. That's exactly right now. And again, the folks out there, listen, you people in other states out there, you know, and let me tell you, if we show them we can beat them here in Ohio, you folks in Michigan, boy, I'm going to tell you, horrible things are happening in Michigan right away. The death culture there, I mean, they have got some very wicked people in government, especially their governor. They're already pushing. They want to go back to the brain suction abortion. They want to do everything that's ungodly and wicked as you can possibly do there. And I'm hearing from the folks in Michigan, from the believers. Folks, let me tell you.
Oh, it's not what... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, except that to say that it's not what they want to do. It's already being done because of this, the same similar amendment called Prop 3. They're already killing children in the process, four-fifths of the way born. That's infanticide, and it's happening in Michigan. And if you're in Michigan, then you can help us here, and then that will help you there. Because if we get a court, like the Ohio Supreme Court, that says no to the steamroller, no to this mob with the most money, they don't get to make the laws, then that will send a message to the Supreme Court. And as you know, there's a case filed in Michigan. In fact, there's a great brief written by the Thomas More Law Center that stands up for the rights of the babies and the people of Michigan. And I believe that we get a victory out of Ohio, it's going to help Michigan and every other of the 18 states that they have lined up in their crosshairs next. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's fine. That's basically what you just said. It's what I was going to say. So
sure.
I know that you've been up. You're tired. I wanted you to go and God bless you. I love you so much because you've worked so hard. You've always put. I don't know anyone that worked any harder than you did in the pro-life movement. And so a good night's sleep.
I'd say that if I would name anybody, it would be you, Pastor. But I'll say this. Regarding this issue and this brief and getting this evil stopped, to see this giant slayed, I know I did everything I could, and I guess I want the listeners to have that same peace that, you know what, at the end of the day, I'm going to know I did everything I could to stop the slaughter, and that's really what you can do when you send these postcards. It's the easiest and the least amount of effort you can make with the least amount of funds you can donate that can get this done. It's, again, we're not making money on it. It covers the cost barely, not even all the costs, but go to F2A.org, go to lifepostcard.com, order the ones that you can afford, but know that you were a part, your voice, you were in fact a voice for the voiceless. As you pointed out, Pastor, that's a commandment, that we're commanded to be a voice for those that are appointed to die. And these children, issue one is trying to appoint them to die, and we're saying no, not on our watch. We're not going back to the dark ages where children who can survive outside the womb are ripped apart or having their brains sucked out. No, this is absolutely abhorrent. This is Moloch kind of stuff, and we're not going to do it. We're not going there, at least with every ounce that we have, every bit of energy we have. Just be that voice, click that button, send the postcards, and pray for us, because there's other things that we're working on as well. I'll be able to communicate that in a later program, but right now, know that we've got the briefs that the court can read. Now we need to encourage them not to repeal God-given rights. LifePostcard.com, F2A.org. Thanks so much, Pastor. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, and I'll talk to you before then, but have a Merry Christmas, and go get some shut-eye. You deserve it.
All right. Thank you. All right. Take care. And thanks to your listeners for putting your faith to action.
All right. What a sweetheart. What a sweetheart she is. She really has a heart for the unborn, and I've known her for such a long time. We've worked together. Folks, I wanted to say this, too. Lord's willing, I will be at Liberty Valley Church at 9851 Old 8 Road in Northfield, Ohio, along with Bill Wilder from Tactical Civics. Bill Wilder and myself. Again, that's this coming Monday, December 11th at 6 p.m. at the Liberty Valley Church over there with Pastor Jeff Turing at 9851 Old 8 Road in Northfield, Ohio. So come on out at 6 p.m. Meet and greet and say hi. And we're going to be talking about tactical civics out there, folks. So it's working. We're working. There's a lot of us doing, well, actually, there's too few, but there's more now. It's moving, and people are starting to awaken. They realize what has happened by not standing up, fighting back, by letting the few do so much. Our country right now is not in good shape. They've been bringing in 7 million illegal aliens. Terrorists, unless God sees repentance, folks. Unless God sees repentance, and repentance is by turning around and running to the fight. Unless God sees that, He's not going to intervene for us, and that's going to be the judgment. So now is the time. We cannot afford any longer. Everybody's got to do their part. You cannot just leave it up to those, to the few, to do the most. So we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, we got a lot more to do tonight, a whole lot more. So don't go away. I'm getting a countdown right now. Oh, man, I'll tell you. Let's do it. We'll be back right after this with more.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.